This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt Gould, editor and analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Now that we're in it, there's been lots of news headlines about milk being dumped all over the country and very negative things like that. So I wanted to take a second to kind of explain why. And it's as simple as when we go out to eat, we eat more dairy than we do when we're in home. So this move where we have moved people from going to work every day and occasionally eating out to suddenly eating out very little has caused a big drop in dairy demand. And when I calculate the numbers, my estimates have total cheese consumption down something on the order of, say, 21% because of that shock. Butter consumption is down a similar amount. So if you want to understand why we're dumping either of those points of view, it's because of this lost restaurant demand.
Tuesday.
Basically, it's put the global economy and U.S. economy on life support. Now, one of the things that I see in phase two is what I call the black swan will turn to an angry bird. And what will happen is we're going to try to look at unraveling, you know, medical detection systems, privacy. There's going to be a backlash against China. There's no doubt about that. And that's going to come over into international trade. It's going to be a lot of finger pointing. And this second stage will go from about May 1st to probably the first of the year. And this is where it's revenge, blame, confusion, frustration. And one of the things is in this one, what we're trying to do is work on programs of identifying, you know, what the problem is and then prevention. One of the things, though, like any situation, I like to see the cup half full. Probably after the first of the year, and I don't know how long it lasts, I see Angry Bird turns into the phoenix. And if you go back, you know, to the old myth, what will happen is we will come out and reemerge, and you'll see creative leadership, innovation, you'll see brand new business models.
Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus from Virginia Tech and President of AgriVisions LLC.
Wednesday.
The specific bovine coronavirus was initially identified in 1973, and that's a disease that we've been managing in the cattle industry for a long time. There's no evidence at this time that cows get COVID-19. This is a different virus from bovine coronavirus. We are not going to get COVID-19 from working around our cattle.
To listen to the full podcast and for more coronavirus resources, head to the National Milk Producers Federation website at nmpf.org.
Thursday.
A farmer, a 100-cow dairy, a small dairy, would get about single payment about $15,685 with a 20,000-pound production, 25,000-pound, it'd get about $19,600. A herd of about 200 cows would get $31,000 on 20,000 pounds of milk and get about almost $40,000 on 25,000 pounds. But the bigger herds would get a 2,000-cow dairy would reach its payment limitation of $125,000 right away. So, you know, the losses that you're going to incur from milk going from the blend price going from 1950 as price estimate back in the end of December to $15 or so a hundredweight, you know, the amount of money you're going to get is pretty small. So it's disappointing, but that's what it is.
Bob Gray is with Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives.
Friday.
So for our listeners, let's define what small grains are. Small grains would be such crops as oats, barley, wheat, rye, triticale, in which we normally harvest that as seed and then also as a straw resource. Now we're going to take it as a forage crop. The first more common one is going to be what we call the winter triticales, the winter wheat products here, planted in late fall, going to be the first crop coming out of the season because I don't have to establish it. Another choice will be our spring annual, which means I'm going to plant it in the spring. Generally, we are going to harvest that crop in June, something like that. Another role for spring annual is that you can put a nurse crop. Usually that's a legume underneath that, and therefore establish that legume while the oats protects it or the wheat protects it as well. We harvest it as forage to take away the moisture competition and shading of that crop as well. So take home message, Bill, and basically small grain forages may be an alternative on some farms.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.